finally, just some particulars. Some particulars about receiving Holy Communion, as we do, most of us, every Sunday. The first thing I want to say to you is, as your pastor, that I hope that not only you receive every Sunday, but that you receive Holy Communion worthily. Now, what this means to receive communion worthily is that we approach God's altar in a way in which we are not conscious of any serious, grave, or mortal sin. And that is to say, if we're aware of having committed any serious sins, that we would first go to confession and then approach the altar. Now, the church's position on this is not just big bad church making rules for us. It comes right from the scriptures. I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And the Holy Spirit, speaking through Paul, says this: "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily will have to answer for the body and the blood of the Lord. A person, therefore, should examine himself and then eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment of condemnation upon himself. And that is why many among you are ill and infirm, and a considerable number are dying. If we would discern ourselves, we would not be under judgment." And so it is, brothers and sisters, that the scriptures themselves say to us that in terms of receiving Holy Communion, that we ought to be repenting of our sins. And if we're aware of serious sins, as St. Paul says, we should examine ourselves. And our Catholic tradition says that we would then go to confession without any serious sins, any mortal sins. But I want to say to you that we could get into a long discussion about what's a mortal sin and what isn't, and when does it become mortal and how serious. And I just want to ask you to not get into all that legalism so much. If you're aware of serious sin, get to confession right away. You decide if it's serious, and you know deep in your heart that there are some serious things in our life and some things that are less serious. But I want to just say to you as your pastor that what this passage is really saying to us is that we ought to be regular about getting to confession if we are going to approach the altar of the Lord. And I hope you come to communion every Sunday. But I also hope, and I need to say as your pastor, that I hope you will also remember to be regular about confession. You know, whether we want to judge that, is this mortal or isn't it? You know, the bottom line is that all of us got some pretty nasty stuff going on in our life. We can be resentful, bitter, egotistical, greedy, lustful, selfish, unkind, unforgiving, and just plain mean. And we all struggle with this, some of these things, or all of these things, and in different combinations. And after a while, these things can accumulate in our life. And we just ought to bathe regularly. You know, if you were going to be going to a very special banquet at the White House, or perhaps at the mayor's house, I suspect, if you're like me, you'd probably bathe. You'd probably comb your hair. You'd probably get gussied up a little, amen? Well, if we're going to come to the banquet of the Lord, the idea is that we bathe regularly through confession, that we're gussied up, we have our halos on straight, and we're basically prepared to receive the communion that we receive in a worthy manner. So I want to urge and encourage you to be frequent about confession. And if you're not sure about whether a sin is mortal or serious or not, just don't be a judge in your own case. Just be regular about getting to confession. Amen? Now, I want to say, I was late in getting Mass started today for a good reason. That is, there was a long line at the confessional today before Mass. Praise the Lord. So if we're going to have to be late starting Mass, it isn't because the pastor had trouble finishing his coffee. It was for a good reason, and that is to say that some of you here today availed yourself of Holy Confession before coming to Holy Communion. And I want to affirm and applaud that. I want to encourage it and say to all of us who are here that if it's been a while, it's time to get to confession. So the first particular I want to call to your attention is that all of us should be faithful to confession. And again, the scriptures say to us, that's part of receiving the body and the blood of the Lord, as it says here, worthily in scripture. All right?